Hi, good morning. Harry here. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Rima Shoh. I've got letter with a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I have account number and I have some questions for you.
Okay, yeah. What's the account number?
Okay, account number is 64480.
And it is under what name?
What? Say it again?
Yeah, it is under what name, like Rima Shoh, correct?
Name is Rima Shoh, S-H-O-K-H.
Okay, yeah, what is the question?
Okay, first of all, envelope dated August this year, but letter itself for April. And I have some charges for 2020 years and 2022nd year. How could it happen? This is my first question, because I paid everything that all appointments that I have, I paid. And one of them for 12/16/21, I have transaction on my credit card. I see that this is paid.
12/16/21. Just a sec.
12/16/21.
And how much it was paid on that day?
15.
Okay, let me just check in the another system if we have any payment details or not. Yeah, just give me a sec.
Okay.
Okay, so I have an entry of December 1st of 21, but not for December 16th of 21.
But I believe this is the same appointment. I can't went to appointment in 2 weeks. I go to appointment once in a year or once in a half in a year. I believe this is the same transaction.
If I see that on December 1st, there is a payment of $15, I can see that. And that was applied by your insurance for a copay, which you already paid. So if I talk about December 16th, there is a $15 for the pathology and $15 for, I think, 76700, which belongs to, I think, U.S. abdomen pain. So $15 for that. And on that day, I am not having any kind of entry on my end that it was paid. I have check on my end. I just have entry of December 1st. So the date differs. And I think you stating that you already paid on December 16 or December 1st?
I paid on December 1st. I just think this is the same. I just say that it can be two times in 1 month. I think this is the same appointment. This
no.
Could be some mistake.
No, I think December...
Because I never go...
Yeah, so December 1st is having an office visit, and after that in December 16, you have been scheduled for the endoscopy, and on the same month I also have December 16 is the last one, you had an endoscopy, after that you had a visit for the, in the year of 2023.
What is it?
Sorry, what is?
This 2, 12, 16, 21, 2 transaction, what is one, you said that this is endoscopy, what is another one?
Yeah, another one is for the US abdominal pain.
What is it? Exam, I had appointment exam I have on December 1st and endoscopy I have on December 16th.
Yeah.
Why I have two transactions for exam? One December 1st, another exam December 16th. On December 16th I had endoscopy.
Yeah, I can see December 1st is having just an office visit. And December 16 is having an exam in and the endoscopy, both were done on that day.
I never had an exam in the day of endoscopy. When I go to endoscopy, I have just endoscopy, not exam. On endoscopy, it's just endoscopy.
Because I also have a record for December 16. US abdominal pain here. Yeah. Kidneys
but
were normal in size. Yeah, because we have a record.
Normally,
so it might be happened, then only we are having a records on our file.
Okay, but I never get bill for all these transactions that I got. Why it comes in 2 years, in 4 years? How could I prove that I already paid, but not this credit card?
Okay.
Why you send it in 2 weeks, in 2 years? Could you send it in 10 years, in 15 years?
No, what happened, like recently in 2024, we have changed our system. So what happening in our new system, we have an inauguration. So what happened, all the dates, like all the past dates, the claims are, which are having a balance, are sending it to the patient. That's why the old date of service are also sent to the patient, if it is of 2018, 2017, all the dates. Because we have merged from one system to another system. And I can see, just give me a second, let me check when it was sent previously also, yeah? Just a sec.
I never got it. If I get something, I pay.
Okay. The last time... it was sent on 4-2 of 2025.
Yes, but did you send, I don't think that if I receive some bill on 02-04-2020, I paid it.
Yeah, because what happened...
Usually I pay in the time of appointment. When I came to appointment, mm-hmm. I pay either in cash, most likely I pay in cash.
Yeah,
how could I prove now that I pay? Because I don't keep my receipt for 4 years, for 5 years.
So what I can see that we are having all the records. So I am not saying that you are like, we don't have that records, because I have the... How did you pay in December 1st? Just a sec. It was $15. Yeah, you.
I'm talking now, not just for. I just talking for all transactions that I have on my bill. This is 02-04-2020. 03-02-10-2020. And 12-16-21. 12-16-21. I have four charges. And my opinion is that I should pay for all this, but I don't have receipt because it's already long time ago. It happened long time ago.
Yeah, we can understand that as well. But we can't do anything in this case. I am not able to see. If you want, I can do one thing, that I can send an email again to the front desk, so they will check that record again, but I am not sure for that whether they will able to find the details, because what I am able to see, they will be able to see the same. So just for the double check or double clarification, we can do this thing.
Okay, thank you. Please double check.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, thank you.